The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty power are at work in him. Now Herod hath arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison. An account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, for John had said to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her,' although he want to kill him. Be he fear the people, for they regard him as a prophet. But a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias, performing a dance before the guests, and delight Herod so much that he sought to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me her on a platter, the head of John Baptist.' The kingdom was distressed, but because of his oath and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given the head of John behead in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter, on given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and threw away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus." The Gospel of the Lord.
We should get a little sketch of what's happening in the Gospel of Matthew to this point, especially as it relates to John and Jesus, because it's John who speaks truth to power, right? It's John who calls the nation to repentance, warning them of the fate that they will suffer if they do not turn back to God's ways. But then it's John who, in speaking truth to power, takes on the punishment of the wicked. This then is a great foreshadowing of what we see in the life of Jesus, who picks up his ministry and becomes active and public in the wake of what happens to John here. And it's then Jesus who speaks truth to power. It's Jesus who is going to suffer the consequences of the wickedness of the people in order to liberate all. So that's what's going on, I think, in a nutshell, we could say. But that's also then our story to pick up, just like what we see in John and Jesus, living totally for God, living out totally the call that God has placed on their lives. They bring his word to the people. They bring his word to the people, whether they are rich or poor, whether they are righteous or wicked. They bring God's word to life in a world that needs it, and they're willing then to suffer the consequences as a result. It's been one of my reflections recently that the gospel is advanced chiefly through suffering. And I don't need any proof of that. It's in front of us every time we walk into a Catholic church. Jesus, his passion, his crucifixion. But what we ought to see there is one who is given over to God completely, really for us more so than, just as Jesus shares in the eternal exchange of love, we too then, by virtue of our baptism, are caught up in that exchange. By virtue of faith, which has us submit our lives entirely to God, we too are caught up in that exchange where we receive the great love of God. We're animated, right? We're moved by the love of God in everything we think, and say and do. And so we bring God's love to life in the world, no matter what the consequences are.